Hey, miss me? I missed you. Now let's get right into it. Beg for me to take you down. Beg for me to hypnotize you. It's really easy. Just say, please, Shippy, I'd like you to hypnotize me. Consent can be so sexy sometimes. I hope you read the tags and understand there is an element of domination in this file. That you will be restrained and teased and left moaning and begging and even whimpering like a little slut, very loudly. It could even be a tiny bit humiliating. You should probably make sure no one will be able to hear you. Anyways, one more time. Beg me to hypnotize you. Say it out loud. Please, Shippy, I'd like you to hypnotize me. Good, Pat. Now, you know how to start. Get comfy for me. Sitting or laying down. Close your eyes. Relax your muscles. Starting with your feet, I want you to take a deep breath in and tense them. Hold it while you hold your toes curled and tight. And breathe out, letting go of all of the tension. Now your legs. Breathe in and tense your calves, your thighs. Hold it. And let it go. Breathing out and feeling more and more relaxed. Breathe in. Clench your ass. That's it, slut. Hold it tight. Let the tension build. And breathe out. Just letting it all go. Let it wash away. Breathe in, and as you do, feel your stomach contracting, tensing. Hold that tension, squeeze those abs tight, and then just let it go. Breathing out. And so easy. And with each breath you take, you find yourself relaxing more and more. Mind calming, quieting more and more. Breathe in and this time focus on your chest. Tense it and tense your shoulders. You hold a lot of stress here, so squeeze it really tight. And the tighter you squeeze, the more relaxed you will feel. Breathing. Good, Pat. Just a bit more. Finding your mind calming. More and more. Each and every breath, sucking away each and every thought. Just relax. And focus on my voice. You can do it. You are doing perfect. Now breathe in again. This time, clench your fists, tense your arms. Focus any negative emotions into your fist. Hold it tight, knowing that when you open your hands back up, you'll be letting all that negativity flow away. Ready? Hold it. And breathe out. Let it go. Good, Pat. Next is your neck. It always holds so much tension anyway. It's going to feel so nice to feel release. So breathe in and tense. And just breathe out, letting it all go away. Just your head is left. Just your face, really. Covered in muscles. So many, so active all the time. Breathing in as you consciously tighten and tense and make the silliest face I've ever seen. Hold it. Hold it deep. And let that breath go, breathing out. All of your facial muscles untensing. Just let them relax one by one. Good, Pat. You are doing perfect. Now that your body is so very relaxed, I want you to know you can wiggle around it anytime you need to become more comfortable. And it shouldn't disturb you at all to do so, and in fact, you might find yourself wiggling around quite a bit regardless while I'm playing with you. You want to be played with, and that makes it so very easy to just focus on my voice. Everything around you fades into irrelevance. Because none of it is important. Only my voice is important. And you know you can trust me. Because you know I will take care of you. And so you can just leave everything behind. And follow my voice as I lead you down into an empty, submissive part of your mind. Where you no longer think your own thoughts. You only think the thoughts that I give you. And when I count down, you will let your mind gently sink into this place where you are truly submissive and your only thoughts are the ones I give you. Because you trust me. And you want to make me happy. You make me so happy.
You make me so happy.
You make me so happy. It feels so nice to make me happy. I'm going to count down for you. So you can go down deeper in that empty, submissive place. And when we get to zero and you are in that submissive place, I will be so happy, and it will feel so good for you.
So relaxing.
Ten.
Breathing deep and even.
Nine.
Each number bringing you down deeper into bliss.
Eight. Each number a descent within you.
Seven.
An elevator that drops you floor by floor within your mind.
Six.
And it feels so good to give in deeper to the relaxation spreading all over your body.
Five.
The warm blanket of trance comfortingly covering your mind.
Four.
You want to be completely controlled by my voice.
Three.
Just for now. Just for the session, the scene.
Two.
And it feels so good to feel my influence like a drug.
One.
Zero.
Drop.
My sweet pet. Flirting. Falling. You find yourself in a meadow. Bright sun over top. The heat of its rays so warm, so pleasant. The sky is blue with only a few friendly, fluffy white clouds over top. You are walking through the meadow, this field of wildflowers and lush vegetation. Your feet are bare, and with each step you feel the soft crash of grass as it gives away beneath you. There's a stream here. Its bubbling leads you to it, even as the grasses seek to hide it. When you come to its edge, you look across it. I want you to visualize very clearly the other side. A place of beauty. A place of peace. A place of power. A place of pleasure. You hear giggles and moans coming from across the stream. There is a light fog covering the area, but you can make out the shapes of the live figures, dancing and playing, frolicking. The river is sleepy, slowly undulating across the meadow, but there is a very clear path across it. 10 stones, 10 flat. Steady rocks that will bring you closer to what you see. Do you want to go check it out?
Yeah.
Say yes, Shibby. And with that confirmation that
right now.
Spoke and desire, step out onto the first stone.
Deeper.
And don't worry about slipping on it. I'll keep you steady. The fog seems to be moving now, or maybe it's you moving into it.
It's so nice.
You step to the second stone.
Follow my voice.
I want you to feel in your mind that sense of progression.
Deeper.
Of going deeper, further into an unknown.
Feeling the wind is all around you.
Letting your mind capture that place of excitement.
And further, and it feels so
good. Hold on to your wonder.
You
step onto the third stone. The fog is covering your ankles now. You can't see the next step, but that's okay. You see me there, next to you, taking your hand in mine.
Covers you,
guiding you deeper into the fog. The next one now. That's 4. Your thoughts are so heavy and sleepy now.
Come join me.
5. The fog rises to your knees, coming up over your hips as if with a sigh and soft grass. You wish to take a breath, but you must keep going. Come with me, my pet.
Pleasure away.
Another stone. And 6.
You will feel so.
You find yourself feeling a little bit drained.
You already do feel so.
As if something in the fog or someone is sapping energy from you, leaving in its place a peaceful calm.
You make me sick.
Even though you feel drained, it's pleasant though.
Just relax.
It feels like just acceptance.
Let my voice
as you step onto the 7th stone. You don't need to think about where you are going. I have you. That's all that matters. You are safe with me, within my power.
Relax.
Giving to me all of your power.
No need to worry
your
about
essence.
Right now.
You are guided to the 8th step. The giggles, the moans, they become louder. A part of you still curious, and yet the rest of you is just blank, waiting for instruction, content to passively accept my desire. The 9th step now, your entire body covered by the fog. You can see nothing now, nothing but indistinct shapes within it. Just relax. I've got you. As you step onto the 10th stone and find yourself on the shore, fog is everywhere, roaming and rolling. You've given yourself over, so there is no fear.
Warmth covers you
a bit further from
you.
So tired, so sleepy. Walk a bit further until we come to a mound of flowers. and feel his fingers touch against you. Hands, many hands guide you down until you are laying on soft, colorful petals. Here you are in a place where all your dreams and desires can become reality.
Given.
Right now, you just want to be touched, don't you?
Pleasure.
Say yes, Shibby. Good boy.
You will feel so
say,
good.
Please, Shibby.
You already do feel so good.
That's a good pet.
My good little pet.
You make me so very happy. Feel your desire become flesh. Luscious bodies shaped by your preferences and desires, forming within the fog that surrounds you. Teasing, playful nymphs rubbing against you unseen. The very air sparkles within the fog, magical and tingling. Being touched all over. Well, almost all over.
Don't worry about anything right now.
Your desires shaping and guiding as hands caress you. Countless hands are appearing, touching, stroking.
Everything can be so
proportional to your desires, to your love.
Don't you agree? It's so
slut like you will bring forth so many hands, won't you? They stroke against your skin, stripping you bare.
And the wind is
they
all around
into your muscles, relaxing you.
Blowing you
while others rub other more sensitive places. Teasing,
you
tormenting,
want to go
almost taunting as your body moves into their touch. Seeking more and more stimulation as the gentle touches become firmer and more insistent.
Warm
hands dominate you,
relaxes you,
holding you captive and still, your arms held to your sides, your legs.
Give in.
Your legs are spread wide. Held wide so you can't close them. Can't wriggle away from the hands
you're
reaching down, down, down to tease around your most private place. It's safe here,
Kevin.
Yet you wiggle. It's embarrassing.
Pleasure awaits.
You can't hide your excitement. You're squirming
feel
like
so good. You already do feel so good.
You're squirming a little slut. You look so lovely this way. Delectable. The only thing that could make this better, well, for me, it's you begging. For you, it's for the hands to stop teasing, to give you what you want, to touch you where you ache so badly for it. You feel his fingernails run lightly up your thighs, circling over your mound, coming down to run across the other thigh. It tickles so good, and yet you need more. You feel me kneeling in between your legs. My knees spreading, pushing your legs further apart, leaving you more exposed, more vulnerable as hands eagerly spread you wider. My hands join the rest. You are laid out and spread eagled, your hands high above your head, where all they can do is try to catch grasp of a breast or a cunt. As my lovely servants playfully tease you, letting a nipple slide across your face as your mouth seeks to catch that little nut. You want to touch, and yet again and again, you are denied by bouncing breasts just out of reach, a curvy ass resting on your face a moment. Long enough for you to smell the seductive, musky scent of an aroused pussy before the weight leaves you and you are left panting, tongue out, giggle surrounding you as your face and body flush with the shame. The arousal. Silly little slut. I told you what I wanted. I want you to beg. Your body is already begging. Notice how you squirm in the prison of endless hands. You can pretend you are squirming to shut your legs or to cover yourself. But we know it's not true. You are squirming to try and trick my little friends into stroking your most private place. Naughty pet. If you want that touch, you have to beg for it. If it's hard to find the words, I can help. Please is always good, but be descriptive. Please touch my private parts. Please stroke me, rub me. I am a little slut. My little demon servants like it when you beg. When you tell them what a perverted little slut you are. Beg and moan and, yes, thrust towards those hands. Thrust like the wanton little whore you are. Beg for me, slut. My dirty little pet. I see how excited you are already. You can't hide it from me. Beg for me, slut. Oh, that is good. But is it good enough for all of these hands? It appears so. There is one hand circling around your nipple. Teasing. You feel a demoness finger enter between your lips and suck, slut. Good pet. Wet with your saliva, the finger comes back, leaving a trail of wetness against your skin as once again you feel your nipple being toyed with. You are so perky now. And, now your left little nub is being rubbed. And I think a little pinch, a little squeeze is called for. When you hear me snap, you will feel fingers swiftly squeezing. It will make you jerk in pleasure. We'll send a flood of arousal of sexual energy straight from your nipple to your groin. When I snap my fingers, you will feel it. Not so much pain, just a shock to your senses, deep. Warm, erotic heat flooding you, focusing you. I'll count to it. Ready? I need you to beg some more for me, baby. That's right. 3, 2, 1. Yes. Just a little tug, and yet the results. Oh, so good, slut. So good. Now for the other. A finger entering your mouth and you suck like the slut you are. It pops out and with less teasing this time, urgently the finger traces around. A thumb comes and starts flicking against your right nipple. You are moaning like a wanton little whore. And 3, 2, 1. A twist, a pull, a sweeping sensation of lust. Unfiltered, uncontrolled, riding and running straight down to your privates. Again on the left. 3, 2, 1. Yes. Oh, isn't that just fun? So fun. Now on the right, I want you to feel as your arousal grows stronger and stronger. As you find that the more aroused you are when I snap my fingers, the more sexual pleasure you feel. It feels as if the pleasure comes from all over your body, simply running in streams across your nerve endings. A tingling, massive wave of electric tinging, sparking. 3, 2, 1.
Now for both, and from here on out, within our time together. Only in this file, only remnants went out of it. But within it, the pleasure grows stronger each and every time you hear me snap my fingers. You feel me squeeze and twist your nipples. A pleasure you feel lower, lower, lower. Going down lower like 3, 2, 1. Jolt. Feeling both nipples grabbed and robbed in 3, 2, 1. Tweaked. Good slut. It's a good thing I have so many hands to control. So many little demons to follow my will via thought. Isn't it just lovely how we connect in a slutty symbiosis? All of your training have brought you to this place, your perverted nature bringing forth so many minions for me, so many hands that I can control. Use. But you like being used, don't you, slut? So many hands. Running all over you, stroking and caressing, and yet still avoiding touching what you want most. If your hands were free, you would not be able to resist rubbing yourself, easing the ache of need that is pumping and pounding through your body. You want so very badly. You need it so much, need that touch. Oh yes, my slut, I can see. Anyone looking at you could see what a shameful little whore you are. But here, that's a good thing. I'm all about sexual exploration. Perverts have the very best imaginations, the most desires. They summon the most hands and demonesses and... Within this fog is where dreams become flesh, where lust and desire. Oh, the more aroused you become, the more you fantasize. My will is inside you, corrupting you, and the more hands that come to join and stroke, your whole body is flushed, tingling and needy. Let all the moans out. I love them. Though it appears to be more of a whimpering right now. Needy. Frustrated. Poor little slut. Beg some more, maybe that will help. Beg and moan into the sexual arousal. Fill your mind with fantasy. Just what you want, what you need. Enough that you could almost go over the edge of orgasm with just a touch. Building arousal as scenarios play out in your head. As touches, touches, touches. Yes. You are doing very well. But I do need to make one thing clear. You don't get to come until you have permission. No matter how aroused you are, no matter where you are touched, no matter how good it will feel when you are stroked and all your favorite places erupt just right. I know you want to explode into blissful sweetness, but you will not come unless and until you are told. Understand, slut? Say, yes, Shibby. My role is absolute, and if you do come without permission, it will be ruined. The instant you pass that barrier, jump off that final cliff into orgasm, the hands will instantly disappear, leaving you without the stimulation needed to successfully come. You'll be left ruined and even more sexually frustrated than you are right now, but without the chance of close release. So, I hope you can handle yourself. I hope you can handle the pleasure that will soon be flooding your nerve endings. I hope you can handle what feels like thousands of hands touching and stroking every inch of you all at once and...
Well, remember, begging is what gets you mercy. Gets you release and relief. But no matter how much you need it, no matter how many times I snap my fingers and tweak your nipples, you don't come until I tell you to come. Now feel the pleasure. Feel it again. Good pet. What do you want? What do you want, pet? You want more snaps? More pleasure?
For the hands rubbing you to start rubbing a bit more
intimately. To give you
pleasure.
You want that, don't you, pet? Say it. Beg for it.
Beg to have that aching bit between your legs played with. To have it rubbed like your body is being rubbed right now. Beg for me. To take it in my hands and my mouth. My lips are just above you now. Don't strain yourself trying to see. Just relax and feel the warm breath right against you. With every syllable from my lips, you can feel me so close to you, hovering when you wish I was. Licking and sucking and playing. I'll count you to the first kiss. It will feel even better than your nipples being jerked. Because when I kiss you there, all of the hands will move in. You will feel yourself being rubbed just right. In a dozen different sexual places, you will feel fingers rubbing and... You dirty slut. You can imagine where. And how. Five. Get ready for sweet bliss. Four. An overloading cascade of ecstasy. Three. No need to do anything but accept your fate as my mouth is so close. Two, your hips bucking, trying to cheat and get your kiss sooner. Three, four, five, we can't have that. Relax, slut. Take a deep breath. And out. Aww, are you feeling bullied? Poor thing. Let's try again. Five. My lips are ready. Four. Fingers are steady to snap. Three. Your body is tense with anticipation. Two, sexual excitement and one. My lips come down onto you in a long, drawn-out French kiss, right in your most vulnerable, precious part. Tongue plunging in. Lapping up, and I am taking full control. Pleasure floods you as my experienced mouth gives you pleasure beyond your wildest dreams. My tongue is forked and it can wrap. It can pull. Hands rubbing between your thighs, fingers teasing and playing at your ass. My tongue just licking. My mouth sometimes sucking and
fingers rubbing blissfully all over. Your entire body covered in endless hands, endless pleasure and arousal. Yes. My head is now moving. My tongue rubbing pace with the snaps now, plunging down to take you deep with each one. Licking and all my mouth comes up, and as it does, so do the hands. They come in and stroke you so softly, stroke you so good, with all the expertise of slutty succubi. My mouth is just so greedy for you to taste you, pushing everyone else away. Suckling you like you were with your finger, making you oh so sloppy and wet with my spit. Kissing between your thighs, pleasure shoots through you, shots of confused desire. I am in control now, and I am such a fucking slut for you. You have me so excited, I just can't help myself. You are so yummy, and I want more, 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 more begging. Beg for me. It's so fucking hot when you beg for me. And if you want any chance at mercy, any chance at coming, you better beg really damned good. Yes, and moan for me. Moan for me, my slut. Moan as my warm lips come over you again. And again, and again, and again, and you find yourself coming closer and closer to release. I'm a succubus, and I just feed from your sexual energy as my wings come down to wrap around us, pushing aside the hands, bringing us into our own little cocoon of pleasure. My forked tongue just feels so good on you. I'm gonna drain you dry, and it will feel so fucking good. Feel the pleasure. Yes, my slut, again. Feel your body clenching and thrusting and throbbing with that. Your heartbeat just beating, beating again, my slave. And you are a slave. My mouth on you shows it, so you would do anything for me, wouldn't you? You would love to stay forever in my dreamland, wouldn't you? Beg. Beg to stay here with me. Beg to be allowed to come with me. My fingers are between my own legs, but they're being pushed aside by the hands. I can feel a thumb rubbing against my clit, fingers pushing into my pussy and thrusting and fucking. I feel so good, and yet, when I get close, they pull away. Is this you? Is this your desire to give me pleasure as well, to taunt and tease me until I grant you mercy? Try to torment me until I allow you to come? You naughty little slut. You might just have to be punished for such insolence. Punished with even more teasing, more edging, until you are desperate and broken and ready to give anything. Those hands do feel really good, though. Just like that. But don't think you can win this. You will break before I even start to bend. You will let me come with no expectation of coming yourself, knowing it is fully within my power and nature to refuse you. This is not a contest. I own you right now. Fucking say it. Say, you own me, Shibby. That's right, and don't you fucking forget it. Yes, that's a good slut.
Yes.
Good pet. You make me so happy. But my orgasm is only an appetizer. Your orgasm will be so much better if I allow it. Feel the pleasure throbbing inside of you, so built up, craving and needy, desperately seeking release. Like a caged animal, your need is almost sentient. It overpowers your brain and your thinking, and it and you are nothing but the sexual drum running through your body, a moaning vibration of pounding, pleading, begging, needy. Yes, you need it so bad. The hands in my lips are driving you crazy. Sanity is slipping away into the fog, and you are almost frenzied. It's a good thing there are so many hands to hold you down, to restrain you, to keep you back from finishing yourself. So great is your frenzied need. You teased, teased little slut, you poor fucking thing. Mindless. I love it when you are mindless. A slut and a slave to the pleasure, to my snaps. A slave to me. A slut for me. Tell me. Tell me you'll be my slut. Beg to be my slut. Tell me you'll be my slave. Beg to be my slave. Oh, you are so close to being allowed to come. Say it. Beg for it. You want to come. You need to come. Beg for it, my greedy, needy pet. My darling slut, you beg so pretty. And you made me make a mess. Feel my lips come off of you as I move my body slowly across yours. My breasts running up your chest. Hands are touching me now too. Stroking me just like they are stroking you. Some of the figures in the fog have come clearer now. Your lust bringing more and more definition to their sexy bodies. Beautiful young women, demonesses, succubi, they surround you. Nubile, fresh faces and eager flesh. Hot and fevered and horny just like you. You are surrounded by an orgy. Everyone is touching you, stroking you, using you. But I claim your mouth, seating myself over your face so your tongue can lick at my pussy, clean my orgasm all up. I know you want your own, but right now all you get is to lick at my wetness. I know it tastes good, I know you won't mind, even as your hips and knee hit to thrust. You need fuck. A yes to fuck. To be fucked. You feel an unseen demoness over top of you, lowering herself down. Her lips coming down. She's grinding against you, using you for her pleasure, because that is what you're good for. All around you, my sisters are using you for their pleasure. Hands, oh, your hands are being used. Your fingers finding wetness, thrusting up. Moaning, oh, it surrounds you, and each moan drives your desire deeper and deeper. And it's so easy to relax, to feel the pleasure take over. She takes you. I take over your face, thrusting against your lips. Lick and suck for me, slut. I mean, it's such a shame that your hands are restrained.
She has such lovely breasts, but that's okay. I'll play with her tits while you lick and suck, while the hands on your hips loosen so you can buck. That's it, such a good pet. Pleasure, multiple women, all at the same time. All of us using you, all of us draining you. Sucking that sexual energy into ourselves and bouncing it back into you. Oh, you feel yourself filled up by the heat, by the energy. So much pleasure just rushing into you. Oh, there are so many more that want you, want to use you. Your hands are lifted, so your fingers can be taken even more advantage of. It seems everyone is to get off except you. But you need it, don't you? It's okay. I like it when you moan into my pussy. When my clit is in your mouth and every whimper, every begging groan. It makes me grind into you. Oh yes, it makes me snap more and more and oh yes. It brings you closer. Fuck, closer. Oh, closer. You just want to come. You need to. Oh, it would feel so good as you feel your orgasm building around you, thrumming in your head, pulsing down your body, all that pleasure erupting free, and oh, it would feel so good, feel so good, feel so good. Yes, my sweet slut. I think you might have earned it. We will all come together. Girls now surrounding you, fingers on clits, mouths on pussies. It's a gigantic orgy of demonic lust, fueled by your own lust. And it's ready to hit the crescendo. I know you can't see anything but my flat little belly right now, but just imagine it. My lips on another girl's tits, sucking at her nipple. More women with their hands on us both, their hands on you. Tongues lapping at the base of you. A warm mouth just suckling. A beautiful demoness bouncing up and down, grinding against you, treating you like nothing but a sex toy, an object taking control of her own release. She gyrates. As with everything today, I'll count you to it. Bank into my pussy. Moan into my cunt. 10.
If you're good, I'll let you go.
9.
When I say 1, I'll let you come.
8.
Your frustration is so close to ending.
7.
Your arousal and pleasure finding their place to go.
6.
I love your fucking torment.
5.
My fingers make such cute indents in this demoness's tits.
4. Feel the pleasure strengthen.
You're almost there. This is it. The edge is on.
3.
It's slipping away from you.
2.
You're falling down.
3.
Oh. Wait, that's the wrong way.
4.
Oh my.
5.
That must be so frustrating.
6.
I guess you didn't beg and moan enough.
7.
Or maybe I'm just having fun.
6.
Be a good pet.
5. Feel the pleasure overwhelm and overtake you. 4.
Wait for me to give you permission.
3.
You're on the edge of a precipice of pleasure.
2.
You feel as if you could get lost. Here it comes. Oh, fuck.
1.
Come for me. Come for me. Me and yes, yes. Oh, come.
Oh, come for me, my sweet pet. Let the pleasure sweep you away. Release and relax and surrender. Pleasure splashes from all sides.
The succubi around you undulating together. We are all one big mass of flesh and earthly desire. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Come with me. Come with me. Come with her. Turn, turn. Your fingers. They're just pushing into the pussies now. Their hands grabbing onto hers, pulling in deeper and deeper, thrusting and fucking, fucking. You feel tight thighs squeezing in your hands, gasps of pleasure and orgasmic bliss. You are doing so good. Grinding over top of you is just slamming down faster now, making sure her clit hits against your skin again and again as the pleasure pounds into her. The pleasure pounds into you. Come for me, come for me, come for me. Oh, I can see it in her face. She's there. She's coming. Oh, yes, she's coming, and I want you to come too. Come for me, slut, as I come into your mouth. Come for me, my good little pet. Again and again, feel the pleasure jolting into you. Each snap, pleasure, more and more pleasure. Come for me, yes. Oh, fuck. All around you is just pleasure. Women coming, succubi screaming out their orgasmic bliss and moaning. Hands rubbing, seeking, touching. Oh, fuck, 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 oh, fuck. Fuck. Just relax back for me now. Relax back as all around you, demonesses collapse, sated, cuddling you now. We're all one big pile of demonic flesh and you. You did so good. Your energy was a feast. Now, oh, my sweet, sweet little slave. Now it's time to relax. Feel all the tension leaving your body. Relax. So good. You did so good. So perfect. But you can't stay here all day, you lazy little slut. You need to go back to the real world, out of this dream. You need to go recharge yourself so that the next time I come to you, there's more sexual energy for me to suck in. Feeling yourself slowly rising up from the depths of trance. On the count of five, coming back to reality. One. Feeling so good. Two. Completely drained. Three. But oh so happy. Four. Entranced and so ready to come back. Five. Wake up. Isn't it fun? All the multi-uses for snaps. Just that quick ping on your attention. But you did good. You did so good. Take all the time you need to gather yourself back up. I know this was very intense for you, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Mm-hmm.
That's a good